What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good to have you all here on the FM dial. Good to have you all here on YouTube and Twitch. The channel, YouTube, 104.3 WQAM. On Twitch, Miami 104.3 WQAM. Joe Rose now streaming there live. You guys can watch the big dog. Check him on out each morning.
Can that head fit on that screen?
Hey, they're doing all right.
I'm saying, that's a big
head. I don't know why he's doing that. Can I tell you something? I'm a little concerned about Joe, though, because I come in here in the morning with this microphone. Mm-hmm. Joe's taller than me. Joe's got, like, you know, he's probably got like 3 inches on me.
He's 6'4", 6'5".
He's big dog, all right? He's not a normal sized dog.
No.
And I'm like, I come in here, this microphone, very low for him. And I'm like, he's hunching.
Maybe he had a problem holding his head up this morning.
Leroy. So when we were redoing the studio, that was one of my concerns also. But
I think he possibly
fixed it. Like you can adjust it.
It was down low, Jennifer. It was like as if
maybe when he's done, he puts a low.
Maybe he's a hunter. You know, maybe I was watching.
Leroy's right. His head is too heavy for him. So
maybe. Man, listen, he did have to go from Chicago over to here. You know.
Wait, he went to Chi-Town and then came here to go back to Detroit.
I guess so. Listen, this man doesn't like not being in his setting.
We don't have Odyssey Studios in Detroit.
I like that, too.
Like what?
I like one of the reasons why I live in Florida, so I don't have to travel nowhere, because I live at everybody's destination. Well, I take trips, but, you know, I'm like, every time I leave and take a trip, I'm like, man, I can't wait to get back to sunny, beautiful Florida.
I'm with you, man. Well, he is he's now on YouTube and Twitch as well. You guys can watch him. No, I don't.
God knows I want to sit on the 826.
I don't now have to watch Get Up in the morning. I can just throw on my television and I can throw on YouTube and throw on the big dog, which is nice. I don't have to watch Get Up. That's just how he is every morning. Him, Tannenbaum.
Drinking up all the creamer. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is true. Have you given him the code?
No. He don't get the code.
He doesn't get the code?
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
I get the code?
I got to go back to his house every now and then and get a 20.
For the pool?
No. For the damn creamer.
Be like, hey, you owe back taxes, big dog. I'm there.
Yeah. Because he having 17 cups of coffee a day.
That's in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And eat creamer, sugar.
You can see that whole Dunkin' Donuts order right there on the microphone cover.
And in the garbage can.
Let's get to a training camp report. Training camp reports are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Dolphins, they tied the Bears. That end of the game was hilarious. It was objectively hilarious. I did think there was like a glimmer of, are they going to pull off a Hail Mary lateral play here to win a preseason game? I was like, is this actually going to happen? And then, you know, it was obviously cut short there, but I was like, man, this was a couple times where I thought the game was over. They're like, no, 1 second left. They did it in the first half, too. Like, no, 1 second left, and they got a field goal. I was like, what? I felt bad for that one guy. Who the hell was that linebacker? It was, the hell was his name? Eugene Asante. Did you see that hit that he had that he got called unnecessary roughness on?
No.
It was, well, I don't blame you. You probably don't. Because it was like the fourth quarter. But he gets called for an unnecessary roughness call. And you've said this. I really am getting annoyed by defenders who get punished for having nowhere to go. Like, I don't understand. All he did was he hit the guy with his shoulder, but this tight end was going, "Timber!" And he fell and put his head in harm's way. Right. And I'm like, hey, if you're supposed to stop somebody for a first down, Leroy, as a defender, what in the hell is a guy supposed to do? What is he supposed to do?
I think what happens is in football, we don't look at the sport as, like, some of the things physically just happen because of where you are and how plays play out. And we haven't separated the two, right? We only look at it as, ooh, head-to-head contact. I say, but what if the guy running the football drops his head?
Right.
And we don't, we need to do a better job. And I know what makes it difficult is you got to have rules and you got to have definite rules so that you can call them. But we watch a whole bunch of plays of unnecessary roughness where the guy is almost going out of his way not to make contact. And just because they're running fast and are on, you know, in close proximity to one another, they hit, and the hit is awkward. People in the stands yell, ooh, and then the official throws a flag.
I sent you the video. Yeah, I just sent you the video. But I was just like, is he supposed to hurdle him? Like, I don't know what you're – because the guy's, like, going down, but he very – like, immediately the dude's, like, going. He's, like, he's pointing to his shoulder. He's, like, I hit him with my shoulder. Like, I didn't mean to – and they're, like, mm-mm. I just thought it was a tough – I thought it was a tough –
What was he supposed to do?
What was he supposed to do?
He's first running towards the ball. The ball's not there. He hits the receiver with his shoulder, right? So it's a really weird situation because – what these officials are looking at, they're playing the result, right?
Yeah, it, like the guy, yeah, he obviously took a lick, but it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't malicious.
It was football.
It was football. It's crazy to me. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching. Half the time I'm sitting here, I don't know the rules. I don't know what I'm like, that looks like clean football to me.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to say this, and I'm saying it is coming from a place of an athlete and not of a place of, you know, the way people watch football nowadays. These quarterbacks and these people that fake going out of bounds and then go for five more yards, the next time if you get knocked out, the official should say, you did this to yourself, bruh.
I think you can't do that no more. I think they took that rule away.
What do you mean?
Like if a quarterback is running and then he tries to fake like he's about to take a knee and then continues.
No, running. Fake going out of bounds.
Oh, fake going out of bounds. Okay.
Right.
Nah, yeah, Patrick Mahomes does that. Nah, if he gets knocked out. Oh, he's the king of that.
Patrick Mahomes does that all the time.
He's the king of that. And then and he's a great flopper too. Because he'll take a little touch and go, ah.
I mean, all the best have to be. All the greats are floppers.
Listen, it's not – listen, I don't deem – flopping as being not physical. I view flopping as taking advantage of soft-ass officials who gonna call it because they see the dramatics of the play and not because of what happened.
I just, you know, the guy's obviously not trying to do anything malicious and he's trying to make a play at the end of a game.
It doesn't look like it at all.
But can I just say this? That's how you get hurt trying to avoid that contact instead of being in good football position.
Is he supposed to hop over the guy and get his knees taken out? Like, I'm just confused. Right. What is he? Because the penalty is unnecessary roughness. To me, that roughness was quite necessary. I have to stop this giant tight end from getting a first down. No. Not like that. Huh?
Anyway. And my thing is that. Like, they bring a lot of plays or examples of what's good and what's bad. But I would like to bring this play to the officials and say, what could he have done to avoid the penalty? And a lot of times, they will come up with stuff that's not even physically possible. And that's what pisses me off. That was a bang-bang play. He lucky he didn't go helmet to helmet because he's dropping down. The guy's trying to avoid him, hits him with a shoulder. And I would like the official to tell me, the official that threw the flag, because, you know, we have him in camp. Everybody has a crew in camp. And I would show this play. And I would like to you for you to explain to me, in football, what could he have done to avoid the penalty?
I'll tell you, unnecessary roughness.
And then I would ask you, you go out there and try to do that.
I'll show you unnecessary roughness. This past week on UFC, there was a slam KO. Oh, my God. And then there were follow-up shots afterwards.
They always give too many shots. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Trust me when I tell you, those punches were not necessary. My guy was out like a light when he slammed him. Oof.
The old slam.
By the way, speaking of punches that weren't unnecessary, fell down a Rocky rabbit hole.
Okay.
Rocky 2.
Jealous.
Rocky 2. Loved this movie.
Yep.
But you know what happens when you get older? You become more cynical. How in the hell? Rocky, the night of this fight, the rematch against Apollo, is babysitting Rocky Jr., who has a full flock of hair for a baby that was just born.
Yeah. Very hairy child.
Very hairy child. Okay, fine. Cool. Second, Apollo is in the arena getting taped, shadow boxing, has a full lather.
Yep.
Rocky then proceeds to go to the church to get a prayer.
Yes.
Rocky gets a prayer, is running late for his main event fight.
Right.
Sees Mick. Mick tells him to change. No lather whatsoever.
Goes in
cold. And then goes in the ring.
Never thought about it like that.
Are we? Come on, man. What are we doing here?
Not to mention it was a double KO. Hey.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. And then the finale, Leroy. The finale. What double KO? If you punch the fighter and you do not get touched, you're not hit. Rocky hits Apollo. The only person that needs to be counted is Apollo. Why is the referee counting as if Rocky got hit by the punch?
It's not WWE. There's not a slip.
His momentum took him to the ground. Why is the referee counting a 10 count for Rocky? The only person that needs to be counted.
And more importantly, why did it take him 10 count to get up?
Exactly. And Apollo was up.
He was exhausted. It was round 15.
Fine. But isn't the rule in boxing, if you fall and it's considered a knockdown, a punch needed to be thrown?
You need to go down by contact.
What contact did Apollo do to Rocky for Rocky to be
counted? I thought it was a double punch. They didn't punch each other?
No.
I feel like they punched each other.
No.
Are you sure?
He fell to the ground because he punched.
I don't think
Rock hit that man with a shot and the momentum took him down.
I thought it was a simultaneous connection.
No.
That was actually the picture at the end of Rocky 3. At the end where they slowed it down.
Dude, if you look at Rocky 2, Rock hits Apollo. Apollo's going down. Momentum takes Rock down, and the referee's counting. I'm like, wait a minute. Rocky didn't get hit. Why is Rocky being counted?
Vlad, I'm going to say this like I say.
It's a movie.
Like people who have a problem with.
People
have a problem with Happy Gilmore 2. Just enjoy the damn movie. Now you all of a sudden sitting here critiquing it for it's like first of all, look, we can go one step further.
He beat Thunder
Rocky. Lips. Rocky under no circumstances is beating Apollo Creed in a run.
He's not beating Thunder Lips, the ultimate male. By the way, if I ever come back, I want that name.
You know what? You're right. He never does touch Rocky.
I told you. I told you.
I never noticed that in the movie.
So you
this entire time, this man is researching this movie.
Technically.
Watching clips.
Well, technically.
We're just trying to fact check Vlad.
I always remembered it as a double punch.
It
but
was
he's
never
right.
a double punch.
It wasn't a double punch.
His momentum just took him down.
He hit him with such a strong left. Two of them, right, straight.
Right.
And then he starts falling. Now you do need to be, I think, on your feet to declared, but it's not.
It don't matter. He wasn't touched.
Touches him on the way down a little bit. There is contact.
That's not a touch. That's like down by contact. No. I'm sorry.
Let me see the rest position here. Maybe he had a bad angle.
No, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I know the movie's from 1979.
Hey, you always tell me about bad angles that I'm wrong for it. So
I don't know. No, the ref's right there. He should have seen it.
I'm just saying, like, when you look at the – and by the way, here's the last thing about Rocky. The worst defensive
– You bored this weekend?
Dude, let me tell you. When you got stream and you get the Rocky – and all the Rocky movies come in at any given moment, you just flick through the Rocky movie's going
to
show.
Sounds like a great weekend to me.
Oh, it's a great weekend. I'll show you. I'll give you the stream. Listen, Rocky's the worst defender I've ever seen in my life.
That's fair.
The worst defensive coach I've ever seen in my life. I don't know why Apollo asked him to detrain him, because he does not defend.
No.
Rocky's defense is his arms by his waist.
Yep.
His head is the defense. CTE.
He's a lot like Homer Simpson when Homer Simpson tried to box. Take as many punches and tire the guy out.
I'm sorry. I just needed to say that. I know we all love Rocky here.
But, I do love Rocky.
But seeing Rocky 2 and seeing that he was late for his own main event fight, no lather, nothing, no warm up, nothing, and then he punches Apollo and gets counted out while Apollo never touched him.
I'm going to have to go back and watch Rocky 2 because Adrian's dressed to the nines. Shouldn't she be with Rocky Jr.? Who's with Rocky Jr.?
She was with Rocky Jr. at the fight with Uncle Paulie.
Rocky Jr. already made it to the fight? He's 2 days old.
Rocky Jr. had a full flight of hair, bro. I've never seen anything like that. He looked like Danny Terrio from Dance Fever. It was ridiculous.
We'll take a break here on Tobin and Leroy. We'll play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.